G, non-commercial community powered radio. Stay tuned for the Filipino American National News.
On a rainy Sunday morning,
and welcome to the Filipino American National News. I'm Alan Bunju. On tonight's show, we will have a diverse field of music types here on the Filipino American National News. Also, we will have some news from both the Philippines and from the U.S. Especially the one from the U.S. will be coming from none other than the state of Wisconsin. Also, we'd have an enormous amount of community announcements that are coming up. They're coming up in October. And for our listeners that are not aware, in the United States, October for the Filipino community at large in the United States is known as Filipino American History Month. So quite a number of events that are ironically taking place during the month of October, which is Filipino American History Month. We at the Filipino American National News would like to thank all the listeners out there that were able to make pledges towards our annual fall pledge drive here at KFEI. It is very greatly appreciated. But in regards to our community announcements, on October the 1st, the book release of What Lola Wants is a book by Christina Oxtra, a local author that we have had on the Filipino American National News as a guest, and hopefully in the future we will have her back again on the show to talk about this latest work, What Lola Wants, and some of the other projects that she has been working on. But some other events that tie into Christina Oxtra: on Thursday, October 3rd, herself, along with fellow Phil-Am writer Randy Rabai, author of Everything We Hear, We Never Hear, will be having a conversation at the Red Balloon Bookshop in St. Paul at 6 p.m. And then there will be a book launch celebration for Christina Orchestra on Saturday, October the 5th, starting at 5 p.m. at the Red Balloon Bookshop once again in St. Paul. And this is with her book, What Lolo Wants. In regards to some other community announcements that are taking place in October, on Saturday, October the 19th, the Phil Minnesotan Association's inaugural pickleball social will be taking place at the Drop Shot Pickleball Club in Shakopee, Minnesota from 5 to 8 p.m. If you're looking to be a part of this event, registration opened through October the 12th. And if you're looking for more information in regards to this event, you can contact Friends, that's F-R-E-N-Z, at 612-355-9043. If that wasn't just enough of a community announcement for FMA to handle on one day during the weekend, the following day, on Sunday, October the 20th, the Phil Minn Association will be having school, a toast of excellence at the Vikings versus Lions game. That is a noon game. And there was some more information that will be coming from what I hear in the near future in regards to the post-game activities. If you want more information in regards to the Phil Minnesota Association section that they'll be having there at the Vikings versus Lions game on Sunday, October the 20th, you can contact Boo at 763-528-5768. On Friday, October the 25th, from 6 to 9 p.m., at the Philippine Center of Minnesota, their annual coffee house show will be taking place. For more information in regards to that event, you can contact Lyra at 612-501-4254. And for our last community announcement for the month of October, we have on Saturday, October 26th, the Cultural Society of Filipino Americans will be having their 53rd annual induction of officers taking place at the Sheraton Hotel in Bloomington from 6 to 11 p.m. There is a theme to this night for the CSFA's 53rd induction of officers, and the theme for this evening is Casino Royale. But for right now, we are going to play our first song of the evening. It is from an artist by the name of Talilo, featuring Apo Wang Od. And the name of this song is entitled Waves.
Yeah, I can feel the waves, I'ma let them in. I ain't been the same since that medicine. And you can see the ways and we remember it. Put that light up on the grave and it's the evidence. It's evident that we gon' ride that wave. Let's burn it up and pray, got me. I'ma bring a change and I'm riding through the veins. We gon' have to bring these waves as tsunamis. Yeah, we gon' ride that wave. Let's burn it up and pray, got me. I'ma bring a change and I'm riding through your veins. Four corners of these waves and tsunamis. You'll never be the same again. This the moment that you make a stand.
You got to, it's on you.
Every lie you told yourself,
that knowledge is not you.
You can block it out your head. Now rest in peace to all the dead. We lift your name up on this mountain. Tattoo blood is dripping the coat. We got them bullets near the clouds up in the north of Luzon. We came from broken homes, my homies, homeless corners. We posted this music moving through your hood. And now you know where to go.
How you spread this just to witness all the hatred you bring it. But it doesn't matter if you're poor, if you're rich in Kalinga. What it make a difference is this village that you're willing to sing of.
And tapping the rhythm with the spirit of one Lord.
We gon' ride that wave.
Let's burn it up and pray. Got me. I'ma bring a change and I'm riding through the veins. We gon' have to bring these waves and tsunamis. Yeah, we gon' ride that wave. Let's burn it up and pray. Got me. I'ma bring a change and I'm riding through your veins. Four corners of these waves and tsunamis. Buscalana, you can find it inside it. She gave me the name of Dung Dung An, and it stayed in the pocket. They try to take it for profit. Tell me, why do you want it? These mountains sacred, ain't no faking. Take your head in the process. My God has got it, it's rifle. Tropics popping this rifle. At your office full of officers, a lie on the Bible. I put my heart in this music, let it flow with the movement. My people sacrifice a life so that you wouldn't be quiet. I expect it's just to witness all the hatred you bring it. But it doesn't matter if you're poor, if you're rich in Kalinga. What I make it is this village that you're willing to sing of? Hey, tapping the rhythm with the spirit of Ongo. There's more to life than this. We've been divided for so long. Malata, Kapwa! We gon' ride that wave. Let's burn it up and pray. Got me. I'ma bring a change and I'm riding through the veins. We gon' have to bring these waves and tsunamis. Yeah, we gon' ride that wave. Let's burn it up and pray. Got me. I'ma bring a change and I'm riding through your veins. Four corners of these waves and tsunamis. I can feel the waves, I'ma let them in. I ain't been the same since that medicine. And you can see the ways and we remember it. Put that light up on the grave and it's the evidence. It's evident that we gon' ride that wave.
Again, that was Talilo featuring Apu Wang Od with his song Waves. You are listening to the Filipino American National News, which is heard every Sunday here on KFEI from 9 to 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on 90.3 FM, online at kfei.org. And by searching the tab, the website, you can find the Filipino American National News. You can also do it via the KFI app that you can find on both Google Play and the Apple Store. And if you like to listen to the shows in those latter versions online or via the app, our shows are archived up to 2 weeks. And on that mediums, you can find our shows such as our interview last week with comedian Kevin Kamiya, who was performing at the Parkway Theater as the opener for Sheng Wang. You can find that on archive on the KFVI website and on via the KFVI app as well. And you can also find the Filipino American National News on Facebook and Instagram. And on Facebook, you can see that interview that we conducted with Kevin Kamiya in video form. And you also can see an interview that we did with multifaceted Filipina entertainer Rachel Alejandro when she was in the Twin Cities for a performance this past summer. But for right now, we're going to head over back to the news desk, and this comes from Reuters. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi said the U.S. deployment of intermediate-range missiles in the Philippines undermines regional peace and stability, the foreign ministry said on Sunday. Speaking to South Korean Foreign Minister Chu Tae-yul in New York on Saturday, Wang also called to avoiding war or chaos on the Korean Peninsula, the ministry said in a post on its website. The U.S. deployed Typhoon system, which can be equipped with cruise missiles and capable of striking Chinese targets this year. China has demanded its removal, and Russia has joined in condemning the first deployment of systems to the Indo-Pacific, accusing Washington of fueling an arms race. Wang said the deployment is not in the interest of the regional countries. The Philippines' southern neighbor to Taiwan, which Beijing claims as its own territory, is an important part of the U.S. strategy in Asia and would be an indispensable staging point for the military to aid Taipei in the event of a Chinese attack. Wang said exchanges and cooperation between China and South Korea have become more active this year. And that, once again, is from Reuters. But for right now, we're going to head over to our second song of the evening. It is the newest song from Ruby Ibarra. And the name of this song is Bakunawa, featuring Owida Hanhan and June Millington.
The story of the Bakunawa began many moons ago. It is believed to have existed within the depths of the waters beneath our land. Baku, Nawa, bent snake, moon eater, the cause of natural phenomena. Powerful she is, but there is a delicate balance between worlds that we constantly battle. And even the most powerful, like the Bakunawa, is subject to order and pain. But yet, she emerges, and they have no choice but to let her.
Woke up this morning, fell asleep. Let it kiss my skin, I thought I won. I brave the light and face the dawn. Who have you become? Do you think you've won?
Nakatitig sila sa isang bolo sa kamay. Sa trono kumakain, sa gilid ko mga patay. Ako ang Bakunawa, sa gubat na hintay. Yung inang kalikasan, ako ang hari at inay. Ako'y hinahanap na parang diamante. Pilipina na babae, hindi dalaga militante. Ako ang Bakunawa, nakatira sa dilim. Akala mo nakatago, pansinin sa salamin. And I was born with two tongues, so I carry two guns. Sharper than a Bali song blade in the sun. Stars in the sun, cause the moon phase one. Got a rhythm like a monsoon, bagyo with the drum. Sa loob ng chan, revolution that we won. Mano po sa manang ko, bathala babaylan. With the fire in my lungs, got the funk since 91. Gabriela Nevis and Maria combine into one. I've been blue like the ocean, we are blue where we move. Point of view like a red till I'm white, that's a blue. It's blue like the moon, like their eyes in the bruises. Howl at the moon, watch it bloom when I rule this. Brown like the bamboo roots that we grew with. Brown like the womb, the cocoon of the movement. Bound to my doom, cause it looms like this moon. Shoot you down like the moon, wear the crown, I resume. I was taught as true. Yes, you can. Rewrite my story.
fearing darkness, not knowing I had to face the ones within. Letting the sun touch my skin in hopes that I'd win. Hands etched with sorrows deeper than the ocean's depths. History rooted in my people's death. This breath been enveloped, consumed, swallowed whole. On nights where one moon seems fleeting so, even seven moons don't illuminate like my soul. My rage, spoon feeder, moon eater, truth keeper. Na abay kahadlokan wala diri. Bisaya ni, ang di lahait ka ayot tanawani. Ikaon ang bulan, revolution. And me, na ana ang bakunawa, rebirth, a new moon.
And that was Bakunawa by Ruby Ibarra featuring Wada, Han Han, and June Millington. And for those of you that might be familiar with the name June Millington, she was part of a very pioneering women's band in the 70s, known as Fanny, which you can, I believe, stream if you search it via streaming websites. But an interesting documentary about a band that featured herself and her sister, and then later on another Filipina singer. But we do have time for one last story. And as we mentioned earlier, this comes from our friends from the East in Wisconsin, and this is from ABS-CBN News. Oh, and looks like the story here that we originally had. Let me just pull this up in 1 second. And here it is. Wisconsin is at the epicenter of intense campaigning by both political parties as November elections approach. But away from the presidential campaign rallies, a young Filipino American is trying to keep the issues in politics as local as possible. Angelito Tenorio is campaigning to represent District 14, which covers parts of western Wisconsin and the city of Alice. The 29-year-old is the son of parents who immigrated to the U.S. from the Philippines in the hopes of a better life. Tenorio has vowed to fight climate change, push for funding in public schools, and as well to improve access to health care and advocate for good-paying union jobs. If I win this race, I would be the first Filipino-American elected to the state legislature in Wisconsin, he said. Tenorio, who was born and raised in West Allis, was the first person of color and the youngest to be elected to the city council in 2020. Even though I'm the first, I know I won't be the last, he said. I wanted to make it easier for other candidates to follow me, for other Asian-American and Filipino-Americans to get involved in the process. The state assembly candidate, however, recalls that his journey to politics has not been easy. It was hard to break the seal and break the mold of politics and government because I think for too long, especially in the Asian American community, especially in the Filipino American community, there aren't a lot of people that look like us, he said. The former Army National Guard member faces two other Democrats in the primary election. Regardless of the results, Tenorio said he will remain involved in politics. And for right now, we are going to end the show with a track by an artist by the name of June Millington, who we had mentioned earlier. And this is her song called Running. Stay tuned for sound effects.
Why am I stumbling? This is Sound Effects, a radio playground, a compendium of radio theater, comedy, and the audio arts, with your host, Jerry Stearns.